there's probably enough spaces for the next, I'd say, 10 years. But after that, there's going to be a serious problem. Like, you have different religions. You have Muslims, non-religious, humanists, atheists. At the moment, there's no ground for those people to be buried. Some of the churches are accommodating them. But I think, to look to the future, that we have to definitely look at this plot of land as a graveyard for Letterkenny, and I would urge the council to buy it.
Now, the plot of land at Ballymacool that is currently on the market is 82 acres. Surely that would be more than enough for a new graveyard?
It's probably too much, Barry. Maybe 40 acres would be enough for a new graveyard.
If the council doesn't buy this plot of land, then where do we go from here?
Well, it's going to be a major problem in 10 years' time, Barry. I think now's the time to address it. There is parcels of land around Letterkenny, and I think with Ballymacool being close to Cornwall, it's probably the most suitable site for a graveyard.
And with the graveyard spaces running out and looking into the future, is cremation becoming more and more of an option?
Cremation is getting more common in the cities where land isn't available. Like Dardistown Cemetery, and for anyone who doesn't know where that is, it's just on the border of Dublin Airport. And to buy a plot in Dardistown Cemetery is €4,000, and it's €1,040 to get the plot opened. So you're chatting over £5,000 for a plot there. So cremation is getting more common in the cities. Cremation, to have a crematorium in Letterkenny wouldn't be feasible. It wouldn't pay at all. But maybe down the line, that's something that we'll be looking at.